Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. This is Gwen Berry with the Consciousness Shift on Blog Talk Radio here on Thursday evenings. We're doing a simulcast this evening between Google Hangouts and Blog Talk Radio. Nick, are you with me?
I am.
Great. Okay. And Nicole Tomasini, we're both here, as we generally are, on Thursday evenings for the Consciousness Shift. We are trying to work out some bugs this evening. We will be having our show, and the conversation is tonight about the changing shape of faith in humanity right now on the planet. Faith is changing. From the religious to the spiritual to every which way but loose. And I've got my eye on several things. So, oh my God, too much crap on this iMac. My whole screen just went zoop. I want to welcome Tricia. Trish, thanks for being there. You're there and you can hear us, right? She can, but I muted her, so it's like, can you
try
hear?
Putting her on?
I'm trying. Trish?
No, I muted myself.
Okay.
And I tried and now like there's a Blog Talk window open somewhere.
Okay, I muted you again. All righty. So, Trish is with us on the live feed, and that's great. We're going to figure this out. We have someone listening in on the call board. And, Nick, you're with me, and you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, there is something going on today as far as the changing face of faith on the planet goes. You know, civilization... switched over when the Romans were sort of squatted on by the Christians, and it became a Christian civilization about 1800 years ago, 1700 years ago, whenever the Council of Nicaea took place and Constantine gave over. The point is that today, for just the second time, a pope is resigning. And you and I, basically, Nick, we come from the perspective, from the point of view of a spiritual nature, whereas this is a very religious, dogma-anchored nature. The whole, it's shifting. That's the conversation, is the huge shift that's going on. When I was a kid, I dreamt that the Catholic Church was going to be destroyed by the time I was, you know, the age I am.
Wow.
You know what has happened, though, here? I think it's significant because we are folks that come from this spiritual perspective, and that's from many different cultural and indigenous perspectives. You might call it animism, you might call it paganism, you can call it many things, shamanism, or you can call it Buddhism, you can call it, then there's dogma there, there's dogma in everything to a certain degree. The goddess is on her way back, I think.
Mm.
The goddess is re-anchoring on the planet, and so the patriarchy, which is responsible for the religious dogma throughout the age of Pisces, is now on its way, and I think the significant symbolism of the Pope today stepping down as the Vicar of Christ, you know, is huge. It's really it's huge. And there has been in the last 6 weeks a great deal of talk about the resignation of the Pope and what it signifies, which is huge changes in several different directions. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that apparently whenever CNN or anybody covers, it's always the same guy that's talking about it. There's like one spokesperson, and it just seems like, okay, well, you know, why aren't there other priests coming out and talking about it? And to me, it sounds like there's two options there. One, they're part of the regime that's going down, that, you know, their dirty laundry is being aired, and they don't want to talk about it. And then the others, I would think there's got to be a lot of interesting questioning and looking at, you know, what is this faith that I'm a part of, and what's happening, and what's the direction that we're going in, and they probably don't know what to say yet, you know?
I think they know exactly what they're doing myself.
I think some of them do.
I think this Pope is, first of all, I think they're keeping him, you know, I don't know, did you hear that basically when he steps down today, he's just going out the back door and into a nice little condominium they've fixed up in the old nunnery for him out back. I think that's significant, because I think what's going on there is that they're keeping him in the Vatican State so he cannot be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're keeping up on what's been going on with the Catholic Church, the arrest of this Pope would be certainly, there have been already indictments in different countries and states in this country against mm-hmm. him for, you know, his seclusion of the evidence of pedophilia to begin with, and then there's the fraud that went on with the Vatican Bank and the Vatican. I mean, it's incredible, and people don't know. People are so stupid about this. It's not hitting the news channel. But the day that they spoke about the resignation of this Pope, lightning hit the Vatican twice.
Really?
Yes, I posted a picture of it. It wasn't,
wow.
It wasn't a mock-up. Not only that, but what has also happened here there was the meteor that exploded over Russia, which was a lot bigger than we were led to believe. And there was not just the meteor, but there was an asteroid that came so close to our planet on the 15th when all this was going on in those few days. And, you know, pretty. Our ancestors used to find significance in these kinds of phenomena, and especially with all of the different announcements that have been made. So, coming into a discussion about thanks, Trish. Yeah, coming into a discussion of all of these phenomena and also the changing nature of faith right now on the planet. I think it's a damn fine conversation to have, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's huge. I think it's huge. And wasn't it also prophesied that the last Pope's name would be Peter or something?
Yeah, Peter, it's basically I forget the Latin, but it will be Peter of Rome, Petrus Romanus. That's what I think is. And this was the first Irish saint, Malachi, Saint Malachi, who predicted from his time on through the 15th century into the present time, all of the different schisms of how the office shifts back and forth the Holy See, the Vicar of Christ, the Pope himself, that office, how it schisms and shifts up until now, and then Petrus Romanus comes into which there's been the Carmelingo, who is stepping in today for the Pope, who becomes the official actor of the Pope. His name is Peter. Okay.
Wow.
Also, they are saying that the basically that the the one of the favorites is the African Ghana Archbishop, and his name is Peter.
Yeah.
But he's one of the front runners. So, and also, the Jesuits have been writing up new dogmas based on the Whore of Babylon. I'm not shitting you. You can't make this crap up. They right there in the prophecy of the Pope, and there's a couple of books that are going to come out in the next couple of months on this, because all the information has actually rolled off the back of the, you know, bloody shed. It's amazing. It's what it is. It's absolutely stunning that all of this is happening, and the Jesuits, who make up most of the incredible amount of science, astronomy, paleontologists, all of these really wonderful academics that come out of Rome, are basically Jesuits. A lot of them are Jesuits, and they're embracing this new dogma that is coming, and this new dogma is going to be based on, and I didn't get enough of this, but it's going to be based, you know, on this Whore of Babylon or the Virgin Mary, you know, exchange of metrics. And it's coming through as there's going to be alien intervention for the Holy Roman See. In other words, aliens are about to make their landing, and a new dogma is going to replace the old dogma that says God is creative enough to, you know, come up with aliens. So who are we to say that he isn't? I mean, it's just ridiculous, but this stuff has been leaked out of the Vatican Library and Archives and the offices of these Jesuits, and this has all happened in the last 8 months.
Wow. What?
This is the changing faith of faith. And at the same time, we have in our community, we have, I think, one of the big dogmas of our faith, our community of spiritual embrace through many different cultures and many different new visions and what have you. You look at Ray, what was his name, who had the Sedona workshop with the Sweat Lodge and for prosperity, all about money, money, money. And he's been held and you know, for manslaughter and murder with the deaths of people in the Sweat Lodge, you know. I can't remember the name, Ray. Somebody write it in the chat room.
Wow.
Well, I think we're all being challenged to see, you know, to have the what you would call in the old days the scales to be brought down from our eyes, you know. Mm. I think we're being asked to take a really good long look at whatever the truth is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's the perfect thing to be happening right now, really. I mean, there's just no reason for the Catholic Church to be what it has been for so long. It just, it doesn't fit with the new order of love and actual divine spirituality. I mean, it's just become something else.
There are a lot of people, I think we have to recognize there's still a lot of people connected to and working through all of the Christian churches, all the Muslim mosques, all of the religious, you know, entities on the planet. I think that I had a classic education. I was through the fifth grade. I was with the Penguins. I mean, I got the nuns. I'm dating myself, but it's true. I was taught by nuns on Friday. Catechism class was given by the priests, who were real idiots. It's a matter of faith. It's a mystery of faith. You know, it's like, yeah, Father, could you answer the question, please? You know, there were nuns that I knew who were light workers. There's no other way. They really were saints. And we forget, we place the power outside ourselves for so long. And I think that's the thing. We're reaching back for putting the power inside ourselves, taking responsibility for ourselves on all levels of being and awareness. That's the big thing right now. And watching the church take a nosedive off the end of the pier this way. I mean, I think that's what they're doing, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are many, many, many Catholics, many that are right in sync with love and light and Christ's true teachings, and it needs to evolve into being something that is about that. And like you said, also it's the same thing as, you know, as Muslim. I'm sure all religion really needs to step forward out of the, you know, that it's interesting that they're talking about new dogma, because it's an old dogma. We've moved into a new cycle. We're waking up to certain things. I mean, it all is going to have to go. And the fact that the Catholic Church is one of the biggest things, religious foundations in our entire world.
Yeah.
Let's just start there.
If you were going to the many spokes of Christianity on the wheel of religion on this planet, and the many spokes of Christianity, the Vatican, the Catholic Church would be the nub. It would be the center place, because all the rest have been schisms in one form or another, even the Gnostics. That's the way it's come and gone, and the way it's going to, you know, always be remembered. What it is now, though, what it's going to become, what it's becoming, I don't think it's going to make it myself. You know, the only reason that it would is because it's one of the largest banks on the planet. It's a real estate holding.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's always been the way.
Sure.
They've captured that money through fraud and deceit. And so this is, of course, my personal point of view. Fraud, deceit, thievery, murder, conspiracy, plotting, the overthrow of dynasties and the underthrow of different families. I mean, geez, look at the Borgias. Everybody does. They're on Showtime. I mean, you know, and it all comes down to that 1%. And I think that there's some symbolism to be had here between the 1% of the Vatican and its banking concerns. You know, every kirk, every church, every place that you have a community interest has to have some funding. It has to have something that keeps it going. And it's a real dilemma. It's a real dilemma. But there's wonderful art. Do you know who Joel Osteen is?
Yep.
I actually will fall asleep sometimes, and on the family network, and because they play movies like The Lion King and stuff, and I'll watch it. And at 11 o'clock, it'll be over with. And Joel Osteen will come on. And the first time, I really didn't know what's going on. I woke up and I was listening to the story he was telling. And he was telling the story of the woman who used oils to make things and to cook for people. And this is how she made. And she had lost all of her bottles and pots and something. And this, it's a biblical story, but I remember him saying, you know, because there is nothing wrong with having more, having money, having prosperity, having more than plenty, and sharing it and doing what you want with it. I mean, the guy was just, I'm sitting up further and further in my bed. You know, finally I'm sitting straight up and I'm listening to this guy, and then he says it, and he basically says one of those old, just like an old Egyptian saying, may your hands be filled, you know. And as the blender and somebody who pours constantly, he has said, and bring your vessels and make them plenty, bring lots of bottles because we're going to fill them all up. And I'm like, geez, what's going on here? This guy's in an auditorium, and, you know, I like Joel Osteen. I do like him. I don't agree with all of his stuff because he's locked into that Christian dogma. But I certainly do like Joel Osteen because he's positive. And I think he represents another face of how faith is changing, you know, in a positive way. He really represents a positive shift. Just as, it, take a look at Louise Hay. Louise Hay represents a huge positive shift. First of all, take a look at the lady with her vitality and her can-do approach to life at her age.
Yeah.
And everything else she's been able to do, and the people she support, like Marianne Williamson and all these other fabulous people who've come to say, you know, throw away the chains and the yoke of self-guilt and self-flagellation that religion has locked you into for so many years, and, you know, so the changing, and of course, it's been since probably, what, the 40s that these shifts have been going on, but they have been reaching a crescendo in the last few years. And of course, it's some of our jobs to keep the drumbeat going, you know? And but this is a changing face of faith. The faith is coming more to, and why we're talking about the Catholic dogma and the falling, let's face it, today when he stepped down, that was like crack, fucking boom. That is the church on its ass, okay? To these old eyes, that's the church on its ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many other people can agree with that, but to me, that's a fall down.
It's interesting, the poll from, you know, if you look, when you look at it vibrationally, okay, so the church has been creating all these different kinds of vibrations, and they exclude all the other, you know, that witchcraft or anything that's outside of, you know, homosexuality, all of these things is supposed to be outside. But yet, it seems the only way that they're going to be able to come through this is to start to embrace everything that is. And look at my friend Diane. She's a practicing Catholic, and she's very much a psychic healer. She listens to, you know, the whole holistic gambit of spirituality. And she loves the Catholic Church, but she also loves this other part, so she has to kind of be a little bit in secret with. So it would be wonderful to have all of it come out together, because the other way is really, you know, nobody's going to listen. It just keeps sinking back. It's like the vibration that they put out is coming home to nest, and they would have to make a different decision. That's what it looks like to me.
You know what? I have to agree with you. I really do have to agree with you there. I mean, and also, you have to look at the other part of it's. I think that the Catholics and the look at what's happening in Israel, and if you take a look at most of the thinking community, and most of them are into new spiritual expressions of self-authenticity. The complete lack of regard for Palestine and the Palestinian cause and what's going on over there is creating a schism between the rest of the world and the Jews in Israel. And it's not all the Jews. It's just their leadership, like it is, you know, and that's another thing that social networking is enabling people to understand, is that
the broader viewpoint.
Yeah, it's the leadership. And of course, you have to realize too, then there's also those folks who'll say, well, yeah, but who elects them? You know, it's a majority of people. Well, maybe not.
And doesn't matter how many politicians do you know, or anybody that takes an office in the public eye that truly lives up and says and does what they said they were going to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, very few.
Yeah,
so,
I have to agree with you on that. I
it's the ones that have the box, that have the talking piece, you know, the ones that have the conch and don't pass it over.
And here you have the home of or the anchor of Judaism in Israel. Actually, a lot of people would say, pardon me, a lot of people would say that they are acting exactly like, you know, what we remember always to never forget was done to them. I mean, they are actually sterilizing people over their women. They're sterilizing women without their consent during free health care. That's unconscionable for Jews to be doing. I mean, I'm like, whoa, is that upside-down world or what? That's upside-down world. I mean, my goodness. So and then there's also my goodness, there's the Judaism thing, there's the Christian hub. So faith is shifting. It's metamorphosizing now. It's coming in a different direction. I want to welcome whoever has entered the Hangouts with us. We're doing
Anita.
Oh!
Hi, Anita.
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I'm hoping that Blog Talk can hear you, too. I'm not sure. since Nick is a co-host and called in, well, we're going to figure it out one way or another. We're going to get this to align so that we can simulcast live feed the Blog Talk radio show at the same time.
Cool.
Yeah, and network through with folks. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
So anyways, Nick. And I'm not sure whether people in the radio on the show can hear Anita and Nicole.
You can hear Anita. Oh, I turned back on my microphone to see if it kept doing it. Yeah, it does. but I can hear Anita just a little bit, but she's not going to be able to hear what I say. I mean, is that really annoying? See, there's a feedback between being on the show and being on this Google. So I've been muting my mic here, Anita. That's why you can't hear me when I talk.
No, I can hear you right now, clearly.
Yeah,
because I turned back on.
It's feedbacking, and it's driving the producer of the show.
Okay, I'll turn it off. I'll turn it off.
Well, basically, if you turn yours off, and I ask that everyone listening in give us a little leeway with this because it's our shakedown, Chris, and we got to figure it out. And Anita, you've got a show tomorrow night, and you might want to consider trying this out to help further work the bugs out on this, you know?
I might want to not do that because tomorrow night is Cindy Sheehan, so I'd rather just give her the floor and let her talk and not have any technical issues tomorrow, but I'd be happy to try it out the following week.
Okay. Well, and that's a great little commercial here for folks. Trisha is telling us because she's in the chat in the room. She's gotten off the Google again. And she's saying that, Anita, you can't hear so clearly, but I think they can hear you.
Yeah, I can totally hear, especially when you speak up. When you were just talking right now, I could hear you loud and clear. And I'm just in on the blog talk, so that's interesting. But she has no idea what I'm saying. You're going to have to tell her, Gwen.
You know what, Nicole? Why don't you hang up and just open your mic and let's see how it goes.
That's a good idea.
We will find out if folks can hear you. You know? Yeah, you're going to have to get rid of that. So, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Trisha, you are in the chat room. Can you hear Nicole? Yes. Far fucking out. Okay.
With the technology.
Well, wait a minute. Now we got to know. What is it? Yes or no? No, I can't hear Nicole. I'm in the chat room. Oh, so I'm the only one anybody can hear on the radio feed.
Really?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Trisha. Apparently. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to have to work this. We will work this bug out, but call back in, Nick.
But that's weird, because how come I could hear Anita through the Google in the phone? You know, I mean, that's the only sound that I have, but maybe it's not coming through actually on the radio. Radio.
There's a little echo. Now Nicole is good.
Now I've got my volume all the way up.
Why are you good now, Nick?
Say again?
Why are you good now? Please keep speaking, Nicole.
Maybe because I have the phone on, and so you can hear me in both ways. Is that all right? Because I could just listen in on the computer and have the phone pick it up. Is that helpful? Is this working?
I don't know. Can you hear? Okay. The sound of Nicole is erratic. Now good, but a minute ago you can't hear. Okay. Can you please, Nick, keep speaking for a minute?
Yeah, sure. So maybe I just need my microphone here. Maybe I just hold my microphone and don't listen from there.
Okay. And Trisha, okay. She says good.
Oh, wow. That's good. Wow, look at that. So just have the headphones near you, but don't put them in your ear. Otherwise, you have feedback. Are you hearing feedback?
Now she's saying it's bad, so now it's good. Trisha, are you smoking?
Is it
good, bad.
Maybe she had too much wine.
Okay. It's the blog talk crap. It's hard because we haven't got clear plugins, you know, to what you have to do is you have to mute. I remain fine because I'm
that's what Leon just handed me. He just got this from Netflix, and I have been dying to see this movie, and he ordered it on Netflix and didn't even tell me. Beasts of the Southern Wild. Have you all heard about it?
No.
Yeah, we actually are doing a show, and he's, oh, God. Okay.
It's cool. Anyway, I'm pumping up for this movie.
Okay. Okay. Let me put you, Nick, back on. I remain fine. Well, let me, because they can't hear you, Nick.
Well, they should be able to hear me because, I mean, this is the way that I would be talking anyway, unless there's some sort of double feedback, but I don't think so. I mean, you know, what's the difference? Either I mute this and put my earphones in, but it's the same speaker.
You would think so. The only way we're going to really know is I guess when I listen to it afterwards, you know, when the, what do you call it? Yes, Israel is sterilizing Ethiopian women who have escaped over to Israel. The changing face of faith again, back at it, it seems as though all of the old, especially religious dogmas, are cracking on their foundations right now before our eyes. And a lot of people aren't realizing it, and a lot of people are not realizing the old-timey or ancient signals, if you will, like the lightning hitting the Vatican, the asteroids that have gone by so close to the Earth, the meteors that have exploded in Russia. I mean, these are all old omens of huge change. And basically, what do you call it? I've got my eye on everything in here again.
All the numbers.
You know, the really kind of cool thing about it is, so that once Blog Talk goes down at 8 o'clock, if we're still in here, we've got the live feed from Google, from the Google Hangouts here, and you, I, and Anita, and whoever joins it are going to be on live feed that's being recorded. On my YouTube channel, it's right now. It's on my Daughters of ISIS Facebook page. It's on my website page where Consciousness Shift is advertised. And you have your own Anita. You have your own pages that you can post the feeds to too, can't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So. There has to be a way to work out the sound, and Kim has really worked hard on figuring these things out as it's gone along, and she said it might require an investment of some equipment, like a microphone and headset or a mixer. But for me, that's going to be a down-the-road kind of thing, you know? Unless, of course, we find a fairy godmother or father out there who has got lots of, you know, recording stuff.
I think it's really exciting to figure out this technology, really, because, you know, just first of all, having Blog Talk Radio and these different radio sites to be able to put your message out there with just talking, and then to link it over with this video. I mean, it's very pioneer stuff.
And that's, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're plowing the road. And as Kim said, what her goal is, and I'm really with her on this, is first of all, creating a union or network of all us indie folks who are wanting to put the truth out, or, you know, independent citizen journalism, whatever. And all of the other, there are so many programs that have such great value. And getting together and collaborating and cooperating and having a place where we post, you know, from one, you know, here's the union or network, and you can click on the links to all our different shows that we all support and support one another. And bring in revenue, too, to help ourselves out. This is costing me. You know, I'm producing, you know, a few shows, and it's hard to keep it up. I know that Anita is smart enough to try and raise money on her hour, you know. And that's a good thing. I respect that. You know, I have to do, we have to remember to do the same. And so we become better producers because we're going to create commercials and stuff. And then we're going to get back to the topic at hand, the changing face. I'm so sorry.
Changing technology, changing religion, you know, changing.
I mean, can you imagine that if aliens are going to land, that they're going to choose St. Peter's Square to do it in? I mean, really?
Honestly.
Have you all heard the talk about the next pope and how it's supposed to be Peter the Roman? And
yeah, that's what we've been talking about most of the show. Even the Zohar predicted this. Basically, it's it's time for a declaration of a new dogma where and I think it's, like I was saying, mostly Jesuits who have come up with the knowledge that there's going to have to be a new creed because the faithful are leaving in droves. And so what they figure the new platform for the new dogma will be is aliens. You know, the admission that God is his ability to create aliens is, you know,
I don't know. It's
hokey, isn't it? It's
yeah,
just.
We've got enough weird stuff going on that's happening right now. I mean, aspartame in fucking milk for babies, and babies' yogurt with aspartame. Please. This is like poison shit going into our food supply. I mean, this isn't new, but it's so infuriating that our hands are tied against the corporations and there's nothing we can do about it.
And this is also affecting the changing face of faith. I mean, faith in this day and age is about self-authenticity and taking responsibility for yourself. And activism is an incredibly, first run at doing that, you know? That's where the shift is coming in from my perspective. But is that you again, Tom? It's muted, but that's okay. I don't know where you're coming from, Anita, but where your information is. I listen to, and I would recommend this to everyone who's listening in on Blog Talk and everybody who's in here with us on Hangouts, Red Ice Radio with Henrik.
Oh, yeah.
With Henrik. He just did a show with the fellow who's writing the book on exo-pope politics and there's a lot of the prophecy of the popes and everything, because this is now, of course, spotlighted in the news. The point of today's show was the changing of faith, the shifting of faith, and I think that's been going on for since the 60s, and it's about self-authenticity, self-awareness, don't you think?
Yep.
I would like to say that over in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, Tricia has basically brought in that it's like Marianne Williamson said, always says that you can't be spiritual and sit on your ass while children are starving. And I think she was talking about what you had brought up about the aspartame being in the yogurt and the and milk.
Right. Milk. All milk. Not just baby's milk, but all milk.
Great.
Baby's yogurt and baby's products. But I think that what you're trying to get at, the point that you're trying to make,
mm-hmm.
is if you know something is inherently wrong about a particular issue, if that doesn't spur you to action,
yeah.
you're complicit.
Yes.
You have to do something if you know something. If you know something about an issue like that or any other issue, and you're not doing something, you're not telling someone, you're not viraling it, you're not trying to stop it, whatever level you can do, it's almost like you have to take responsibility for it in your own way, whatever you can do.
We all have to move in whatever
way we can.
Right. Well, agreeable. What I think is going on is the changing face of faith these days is about, I've said this before, humanity is looking for its humanity again. We've lost our moral compass. And those folks who have been desperately seeking Susan, you know, out there looking through one form of spiritual expression or religious dogma or whatever after another on down the road here for the last, 50 years that it's become such a crucible. What do you call it? You got a cold, honey? That's a cold?
I don't know. I think it's just part of the changing of the season.
But yeah, I think what's going on is we're really looking for we're trying to grasp back a moral compass here, and that compass is a lot different than it ever was because there's just so many people on the planet right now. I think every soul is here, you know, for the ride, for the ride, as it were, ushering in the new great year, you know, the new age. Okay, leave me out here dancing on my own.
I think it's all this technology. I'm not sure if there's feedback, if from my own mic, because it's hearing things double, so I just got distracted. So, anyway,
so we've got Tricia back in the hangout. Trish, how is it going over there? She's muted her.
Well, I am muted. Am I good? Is it good? No, we can hear you. Okay. No, it's just more interesting with the video.
Yeah, I agree. It's very engaging, isn't it?
With the video. Anyway, you know, you lose to leave the one and to come over, and I lose stuff, so I don't know what you're talking about. I heard Gwen say, and you know how I always get when I'm listening to Gwen, it's like, yeah, that's right, that's what I was saying. I don't know anything
exactly, I'm busy. Well, With I have to keep talking to a certain degree because I think I'm the clearest voice now on Blog Talk on the broadcast. But here again, and we're at 10 minutes left into the radio show. We have a listener. I don't want the listener to think we have forgotten her in the 705 area code. We have a listener who's called in to listen. Basically, It's and I do think that some of this is getting on to that we will only know when we listen to it on Blog Talk on the playback there. But we're definitely getting all of this in on the live feed, which is it's a good idea. You know, I've had you, Nick, showcased on the large screen, which I can change back to. You go to cameraman, and that puts it to whoever is talking.
That's interesting, because for us, you know, when it just switches to whoever's talking, except for yourself. That's such an interesting...
Really? Really?
Yeah, you can see everybody else when they talk, but not yourself when you talk. That's interesting.
Okay. So, again, I would love to say to all the Blog Talk listeners out there, thank you for being so patient with us tonight. We are going to figure this out, how to simulcast with the Google Hangouts, and I think that's Tom there. Who's with us in the Hangouts. And also, we're all waving at you, Tom.
can you see that when you open up the studio on Blog Talk Radio, when you actually go on the back end and open up the studio?
See what?
The like a button to simulcast with Google Hangout?
No, we're figuring that we are plowing the road here, darling. We are figuring this out. We've got other...
We are the test network.
We are figuring this out. And on Sunday, I'm going to be doing it with Jack. And it's going to be a live feed off the Roundtree 7 page. And we're going to figure it out one way or another. It's going to drive Jack bug shit. But it's really worthwhile, because the podcasting for it will go into, you know, goes out from the Blog Talk Radio, and yet then we'll have the live feed and the recording of it, you know, in this format that we're all in here. And as Tricia says, it has its appreciative value. You know, and especially now, because what I am going to do is wind down our audio Blog Talk Radio show. I want to thank everybody who's listened tonight, and the guests in the chat room at on Blog Talk Radio right now. We are going to close the show. Down on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going, oh, wait a minute, oh, sure, the last 5 minutes of the show, oh, sure. Hello. We're getting ready to close the show down and go over to Google Hangouts with live feed. This is Flash Silver Moon on here. And we have been on since 7 o'clock, Flash, and we're trying to find out all the bugs in this. But we're having a great conversation on the changing face of faith on the planet right now.
Huh? Well, it's a very good topic, because
it really is. Oh, I encourage you to join us at Google Hangouts.
I don't know how to do that, I don't think.
It's okay. Well, if you go check your Google Plus account,
yeah,
I sent you an invitation, so you should be able to click on those and get in there with us.
Okay, I'll see if I can figure it out.
Okay, I wish you'd come earlier.
I know. Well, I had emailed you saying, you know, till when, because I wanted to try to do it. And it only said 7 o'clock. It didn't say 7 till.
I just sent you a message back. And I do want to...
Perfect Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yes.
It really is.
Now, it sure is.
Do you hear Nicole?
I only hear you right now.
Can you hear Nicole when she speaks?
Can you hear me when I talk?
Yes, I can.
Yes, yes, you can. Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
A little faintly, but yes.
I'm sorry?
Not as loud as you, but I can hear her.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's...
I can only hear Flash when I put my earphone back on from the show. I don't think you can. Tom and Trisha can't hear Flash.
I hear you very well now.
No.
Okay. So we're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to figure this out. And as I was saying, I'm sorry that you came so late. We're just about, we are just closing the show down and moving from Blog Talk Radio venue over to the Google Hangouts venue.
Okay.
And we have a few people in there. Trisha, Nicole, Tom, myself. If you go on to Google Plus Flash, you will find... And wait a minute. How foolish am I? I'm actually going to post this in the chat room right now. And there's a YouTube link in there. And hopefully you can copy and paste that. That could be helpful. But if you go to Google Plus, you'll find that I have invited you.
Okay. Yeah, I saw an invitation, but, again, I couldn't tell what time. So, anyway.
Okay. Well, it's 7 o'clock.
If you have a second, I'd just like to tell people that part of the reason that you're doing this subject, in all likelihood, is because of the preponderance of Pisces planets right now.
Yes, there's a lot of water, lots and lots of water in the sky. Gotcha.
And not all change by equinox, but a lot of it will change.
Yeah. Gosh, we're down to a minute. We actually are. Thank you for coming over. I wish you'd been here a little earlier.
You just walked in the house.
Okay.
Come into the chat if you're...
Yes, please try and come into the chat.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. All righty. And I want to thank Flash Silvermoon for coming and giving us that information, joining us here at the last part of the show. This has been the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry. On the last day of February in 2013. And we are shifting over, anyone who wants to join us, we are shifting over to Google Hangouts, where you can find us under the Consciousness Shift for 2-2-28-13. Gwendolyn H. Berry, you can find me on Google Hangouts there. And thank you for putting up with the techno problems. Okay. Thank you, Flash. Thank you, Nick. And we're going over to Hangouts now. That's the end of the show.
Cool. Good night, everyone.